Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Hometown Alaska. Today we have BJ Lederman with us in the studio. BJ has written many of the themes that are familiar to public radio listeners, including the one for Morning Edition, Car Talk, and of course, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. If you have a question for BJ, please call us at 550-8433 in Anchorage or 1-888-353-5752 statewide, or you can email us your questions at hometown@alaska.org. And we're going to start off this fabulous edition of this spectacular program with a rare piece of early BJana. This is the original Morning Edition theme, so let's hear it, the original Morning Edition theme song. I'm actually flying down an urge to say this is Bob Edwards at this point because that is so automatic.
Yeah, so, I would have done it if you hadn't.
Well, I'm not Bob Edwards, but you are BJ Lederman. And
I am.
That was the original, and it's changed quite a bit since then. What has caused the evolution of the music?
Well, mainly I needed more money.
Oh, I see, yes.
And so, you know, I went up to them on my hands and knees begging and said, look, you know, this has been 3 years already. It's kind of stale, don't you think? I think we should do it again, you know. So they said, yeah, you know, we'll pay you another, you know, $450.
Yeah, that's right. So what were
hi,
thinking?
Peter. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Thanks for having me on
it's
the show.
It's great to have you,
Brad. And hi, Anchorage. It's an honor for me to be here with you today. This is the first time for me. You're my first.
Oh, it's always great to have visitors here because they're always excited about the mountains and stuff that we've all forgotten is really incredible. And so they remind us.
Let me tell you what you got.
Okay, tell me.
You've got beauty.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing anybody said to me.
And you've got distinct personality.
Right.
You have got, excuse me, I've got to whisper this so they don't hear it, what the lower 48 don't have. Did you hear that?
Okay. I heard it, but I don't think they heard it in the lower 48. That's one of the things
because I got to go back there.
Well, you don't have to go back. You can stay here if you want. We could probably get you a job at the 4th Avenue bar somewhere, I think, playing.
Cindy, what about that? Can we turn in the rest of that my ticket, the return flight, and just have me stay here? I can live in a trailer down by the river.
This is a good place to live in a trailer because there are no tornadoes.
Really?
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about being like sucked into Kansas or anything like that. It's all.
But I do have to worry about
earthquakes.
Yeah. We had one in Virginia. Of course, you know about this.
That was quaint. Yeah, you guys had that
quaint.
Cute little
did you
earthquake.
Just use the word quaint?
Yeah, I was here in 1964.
I'm going to fly across this desk. You use the word quaint?
Yeah, it was
my
cute.
House was rocking.
Well, that's normally your house, right?
Well, yeah, but not that kind of rocking. This was
really scary.
Nice, gentle sway back and forth, and I didn't know what was going on, you know?
Well, I was here for 1964, and I'll tell you, that was very exciting, but that's a different story. We should get back to your music, I think.
I've heard that story.
Have you?
Yeah, it's a great story.
Well, let me tell you about, I wanted to ask you about the way that theme started.
Back to business.
Yes, back to business. It's cut to the chase here and do what we're supposed to do. It's got this long sort of intro where you're waiting for the theme to start, and it's kind of like suspense is building. Is there a theme coming or not? And suddenly it does come. Is that what you're thinking when you wrote it? Or?
There was a very specific mission for that. And it was this. They knew, they didn't have a show yet, but they knew what the time slot would be. It was be, uh-huh. you know, 6 in the morning or so. And most of the member stations were coming out of classical programming at that time. So the deal was you have to gently, BJ, bring them in, you know, from the classical era. So it starts with this pseudo clavinet and a flute and, you know, and then it, then we came up with this device, which we called the whoosh.
Right,
and
I heard that.
I learned this from the Beatles. We actually took the 24-track tape off the machine.
Oh.
We put it on backwards.
Okay,
recorded
yeah.
on a track, a cymbal roll, starting loud.
Uh-huh.
And when we turned the tape back around to play it back, it was...
Oh, very cool.
So it's basically a time machine, whoosh, to bring us from the classical to the present day. So that was, you know, why that happened.
And you're looking for a gentle way to wake people up and tell them
right.
about the horrible things that have happened
right.
since they went to bed.
And so, you know, it's a, they said it's a, your job is it's another day, you know, the earth is still turning, the sun's coming up. Yes, you know, this country just blew up that other country, but okay, for the next hour or so, you're in good hands.
It's kind of like the comics, I think, in the paper in some ways. It's like a safe place to go in the news every day where something really bad is not going to happen. It's the same thing with the theme. You're reassured when you hear that, I believe.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I wake up and I hear that theme, I'm reassured.
I bet.
You okay?
You're thinking there's a check showing up in another 6 months.
It just may be another check, another ASCAP check coming out there.
Well, how did you get interested in music? It was one of these, your family, I think, is musical, and that was probably start. But was there a moment when you knew that you wanted to?
This is how I got interested in music. You tell lies thinking I can't see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me. I'm down. The Beatles. The and Beatles got me interested in music.
Well, that was good of them because it's been a nice outcome for the rest of us, and they also got a lot of other people. But
it worked for them.
Yeah. One thing that's odd about them is that they all played the guitar, but you're playing a keyboard. What's to do with that?
My mother. Okay, my mother sent me to piano lessons.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was doing the... She go from the kitchen, she'd yell, BJ, it's time to practice the piano. Okay, so I go... And before long, I get bored with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I go. And I get bored with that. And so I. She go, BJ, stop that! Sammy, do something with him!
He's gonna grow up to. So do you think that was. That actually was something to rebel against, and that was helpful, do you think?
Well, I tell you what, I did take lessons from Carol Nuna, and she put up with me. I mean, she did, for a while there, I was reading music.
For a while.
Yeah, because she would teach me, she made a deal, she would teach me a sonata or sonatina, and then in return, she would teach me a Beatles song. But the problem was the sheet music back then,
right.
you know, the arrangements were awful, and I was learning this stuff
oh.
by ear.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, you know,
so you put all the extra stuff
Carol,
in.
It's supposed to go like, Lainey's good. You know, so she would call my mother. She said, get him out of here. He's not, he's not ready.
So your
for
teacher quit you. That's
the best thing she ever did for me, actually.
Because
then I could just, I just listened to those Beatle records and David Lively and I just took them note for note.
So do you play instruments besides the keyboard? Do you play some guitar? And
I play
some
percussion, drums.
All right.
It's my favorite thing in the world to sit behind a drum set and bang those things because...
It's primal.
You know, whatever you hit, whatever you do, you're going to hit something, okay?
Yeah, and hitting things
and
is, of course, good.
There's too many notes. There's 88 notes on this, and there's black keys and white keys.
Yeah.
And they're all just kind of melting together for me because, well, you know, the 80s.
Sorry.
Was it the 70s? I don't know. I don't remember anything after a certain date except this morning.
Let me just remind you that you're here in the KSKA studios. We're talking to BJ Lederman, and if you would like to talk to him on the phone, you can call at 550-8433, that's in Anchorage, or 1-888-353-5752. Or if you want, you can drop us an email, and that would be at hometown@alaska.org. And we've got another, I think, deathless immortal piece of yours that we would like to play.
This one's interesting.
Oh, it is. Not like that last one that was...
Oh, the last one was... Oh, tell me. Okay, I bet there's some people out there who, when they heard that, you know, some who are as old as I, went, oh, my. just brought them right back. Yeah. This one's not going to do that for you because guess what? You never heard this one.
Okay, so this is a world premiere on KSKA. Here's the Wait Wait Boogie, another version of the Wait Wait Don't Tell Me theme song. So we're back with P.G. Lederman. That was the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me theme song, as you've never heard it before. And why is that the version that we don't hear and the one that we hear is the one they use?
Well,
to put that in as screw up a syntax as possible.
Well, because, you know, they don't always do what the composer tells them to do.
What's wrong with those people?
They do what the producer wants them to do. There's this piece on Morning Edition that's just killing me. It's the piece that they air coming out of the news. It's a 8-bar thing that just repeats and repeats and repeats, and that's the one I wrote for them to talk over.
Right.
You know, to do their local stuff. You know, whatever the weather.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Whatever the traffic. No, they
it's just so beautiful.
At least
they played over and over.
In my hometown, they just let that go. Meanwhile, they're talking over the melody of Morning Edition. It's amazing. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, that's I think the eternal frustration of the artist is to be misunderstood, and that's the kind of thing that just keeps you trying to push back and move forward, I
suppose.
Please
don't make me be misunderstood. Why am I here?
Why are you here?
I'm here because I'm doing something.
Oh, that's right. Good point.
What am I doing? I'm doing something. There are two things, first of all.
Would you like to tell us about them?
Yes, I'd love to. First of all,
we'd love to hear about
if you want to come and actually meet me in person, you can come. It's tonight at 6 p.m. It's a meet and greet that they're having at the Elmo Sackett Broadcast Center. It's right up the street from Providence Hospital at the entrance to Alaska Pacific University. Well, they're charging. It's $20, but guess what? It goes to a great cause here, Alaska Public Radio, and it's important. So I'd meet you for free, but you know, they got to make their money. And then actually there's a concert that I'm giving Saturday night. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. In the Discovery Theater at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Anchorage. And I couldn't be doing this without the help of Kevin Barnett. The Love and Dog Kennel Club band with Kevin is going to be there playing with me, and we will be graced at the end with the Anchorage Youth Symphony. We're going to be doing a medley of all my hit theme songs, and it should be a lot of fun. So please come get your tickets. I love KD, but man, you can see her anytime. You can only see me once tomorrow.
I think they can get their tickets by going to our website, I believe, which is anchoragepublic.org.
Indeed.
Alaskapublic.org.
So call me up today. Call me now.
As a matter of fact, we do have a caller, and this is Bill, and he's got a question for BJ. Bill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks. Welcome to Anchorage. And you're working with Kevin. He's a great guy. He really is.
Believe me, I know that already. He's amazing.
He's funny. He's really funny. Anyway, the thing is you love the drums, you love the Beatles, and Ringo always gets a bad rap. And being a drummer myself, trying to cover a song like Come Together, it's almost impossible what he put there. And then later on I found out that Dear Prudence, that Paul McCartney actually played drums. If you listen to the bass part and the drum part, they cross, and it's like an old Motown thing. Can you not rate and assess Ringo as a drummer? But what do you think? I made this joke with my English bass player friend. I said, Ringo's probably the best drummer in the world because he had to play drums after Paul McCartney went through.
That's funny. Well, first of all, I'm going to be the first and the last to stand up for Ringo because, first of all, he kept a laser atomic clock meter. He kept the beat solid like nobody else. And he has a groove. He's got a sound. You know instantly when you, for instance, when you hear a fill, you know, a drum fill that he does, that it's Ringo.
Yeah. And
he knew how to tune his drums, and not for nothing, but, you know, George Martin had a lot to do with the sound. But, yeah, I think that's very funny what you say. George Harrison, when he was alive, he, you know, could never get over the how many times he had to actually answer the question of, did you play that lick? No, that was Paul in that song. And so I guess that, I wonder if, you know, John maybe is the only one that Paul didn't play for. Who knows? But it's a very good point. Ringo's a great drummer.
I do remember a really catty comment that John made about Ringo, which was he was asked if Ringo was one of the best drummers anywhere, and he said he's not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
I'm sorry.
You know, I think he comes to the point where he's actually a musician. You know what I mean? Like, you have notes, you have songs, and then you have music. And I think Ringo always got to the music. And like you said, they do those songs, you know, first take, and then the 64th take would be the one, and they'd have to run it all down. But the thing is that his drumming was good enough the first time that they could use it 64 times later.
That's true.
That's something.
That's true. And if you go back and listen to the early stuff, even to the, you know, the recently released demos and outtakes of them in the...
in Hamburg?
Yeah, in Hamburg. And, I mean, well, he wasn't with them for all of that time, but the first couple albums, I mean, he is just blasting away. And to look at the very first concert in America at the D.C. Conference Center, Convention Center, there's, I think Apple bought that, and you can see it on the iTunes website. George is the first one to open his mouth and sing. You know, he sang Roll Over Beethoven. And Ringo is just, I'm surprised those drums didn't just blow up because he was hitting them so hard.
I know that I've read that Max Weinberg, who's the E Street Band drummer, was like you. He saw the Beatles, and as soon as he heard Ringo play, it was like he said, that's what I am. I'm a drummer. And that's got to be a scary moment for a parent, I guess, because it means a lot of things. But it's...
There's a special place in heaven for drummers' parents, believe me. Hey, well, have a good time, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. By the way, I was also a drummer first. I used to play on boxes in my bedroom, and then I would go into the kitchen and steal my mother's pot-top pans and hang them from my lamp with strings for cymbals. And I guess one time, you know, she came in there, and I was kicking a big box with a bass drum and playing with utensils, you know, on another cardboard box. And one day they just broke down and bought me a snare drum. And then they were really sorry.
They should have got a kettle drum, because then they could cook it in a kettle drum, and then that would have been no problem. They would have had a utensil and a musical instrument at the same time.
I'm laughing along with you, Peter.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
I'm laughing with you.
That hurts.
So
okay. But that is sort of the thing where you did get parental support. You were stealing their kitchen utensils, and instead of freaking out, they did go.
I just think Mom wanted her pots and pans back, is what
right.
It was.
Yeah.
Which was not such a good idea, because she couldn't cook with it. Sorry, Mom.
That story reminds me of these stories you read about, like John Lee Hooker getting a cigar box and a broom handle and nailing a nail in one end and a nail in the other end, and putting a string between the two and learning how to play boom, boom, boom on one string on his.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's a story like that. There's like all these blues players you can read about that have had to make their own instruments, because that's the impulse to play is so strong in some people that they will find a way to do it no matter what happens.
Yeah. I'm glad that my parents did support me in my musical career. I think they were more thrilled when I went to the piano. But I kind of wish I had picked up guitar, because it's hard to lug a piano around. You know,
that's true.
You want to romance somebody, it's just, you can't just pick up a piano. And,
you have to pick them up and take them to the piano.
To the piano. You've got to go to the piano, and that sometimes that's hard.
So then you get good at finding where pianos are around. And
yeah, you know, there should be an app. Okay, kids, yeah. I want an app. Make me an app, an iPhone app, not a loser droid app. I'm sorry, an iPhone app that locates. I've got one that locates public bathrooms. Okay, GPS. It'll tell me where every public restroom from here to Antarctica is. Well, that's not too far. From here to Virginia Beach.
Antarctica is pretty far, actually.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know how far Alaska was from Virginia Beach until I got on that plane.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I quit smoking yesterday because
who's
flying from Norfolk to Anchorage and is a smoker won't be when they pop off the plane in Anchorage.
Well, that's
You're done. It's over.
That's a whole new treatment we've got here for people that want to quit. I think that's a whole new line of business for BJ.
I want an app that tells me where every piano in the country is. And I want to know what type of piano it is. I want a picture of it. I want to know
tune.
If it's in tune. And if there's a, you know, a webcam on that piano that somebody's playing, that would be a really cool app for us loser piano players who've got to find a piano.
What if you just carry your iPad around and had your GarageBand on there with your weighted keys that it has? Have you seen that?
They have weighted keys on the iPad?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
No, I got one. I'll show it to you later.
I have one in my bag. Would you all hold on for a few minutes? I'm going to go to the bag. You just do something, Peter.
I'll recite a little bit of Wayne Blake for you here while DJ's gone. Or maybe I'll sing some Beatles because that's very popular with everybody out there.
Why don't you give them the phone number once again, because I don't think anybody's calling.
I think I should give them the phone number, which is 550-8433 in Anchorage, or 1-888, that's 1 followed by 3-8, 353-5752. And until they call, we'll just make more stuff up, BJ, because we've got lots to talk about.
Let's tell them what's going to happen before the break. It's going to be a very interesting challenge that I'm going to do. There's a radio show that I cooked up a few years ago that actually has not gone on the air yet, but I've got a few shows in the can. It's called 4-4, and it's basically a rock show.
Is it a podcast, or is it?
Well, no, I hope that, you know, some smart member station will want to pick it up.
Okay, right? We'll make a note of that.
Okay. And I have the theme with me. It's just a demo for the theme, but it's a loop of Sergeant Pepper, the final Sergeant Pepper theme, with a lot of different songs layered on top of it. And your job is just going to be to identify the songs in order, and email us. We'll take one caller today, but that'll win you a pair of tickets to come see me tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center.
And you are going to be playing, among other things, a medley of your greatest hits.
That I will.
And that's with the symphony, and is the rest solo, or is that going to be all accompanied by the Youth Symphony?
The Youth Symphony will come on toward the end of the show, because most, if not all, of these public radio themes are symphonic. They have accompaniment. And Kevin Barnett will be there with the Love and Dog Kennel Club, and they're going to be, we're actually going to do a set of fun Beatle stuff and Billy Joel. We're going to rock, you know, and then the symphony will.
And we want to thank Kevin again for the use of his keyboard, which is how BJ is able to play and be heard, in spite of the fact that this is, in fact, a studio in which, if you had an iPad, it would not tell you that your keyboard was here. We do have a caller, Bob, who wants to talk to you, BJ. So, Bob, go right ahead.
Hi. Welcome to Alaska. And hi, Peter. Hi, BJ.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey,
hi,
Bob.
I was thinking for your app, you could probably get Homeland Security to fund it because piano players are mildly subversive, and knowing where every piano in the world was would be in the national interest.
It's funny that you say that. That explains why every time I travel, I open my bag, there's that Homeland Security card. They have gone into my suitcase. Do I look like Al-Qaeda? Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Actually,
there's something about me, or that I'm a piano player. They go in. I get one of these cards every single time,
and then I get them too.
Of course, I look around, and my Centrum Silvers are all disappeared.
Could be your Peace Studios, though. That's subversive, also.
Oh, you know about Peace Studios?
Oh, I do. I know everything about you. I did my homework before I called.
Well, we should have you.
Could somebody call Homeland Security right about now?
Have you correct? Because that's the rest of the interview.
Do you know what I used to call the studio before it was called Peace Studios?
Sorry, I don't.
It was called MIDI Hell.
MIDI Hell.
And why don't you tell people what a MIDI is? Because I'm not sure everybody knows what a MIDI is.
MIDI is the technology by which our keyboards can now speak to other keyboards and other synthesizers by this one little chord. It's sort of a electronic piano roll type of thing. So I can play on this keyboard, and if I have a synthesizer hooked up to it with another sound, it might come out, say, a string section or a French horn or whatever.
Cool.
Anyway.
Well, I wanted to ask you a little about your creative process. When you are getting ready to produce a jingle, to create one, how do you do it, and then how do you market it to a potential client?
Well, these days I'm lucky enough that they come to me and I don't have to market, so that those days are over. But when I had to do it, I used to do demos and spec demos. Basically what I'd do is I'd listen to the radio and watch TV and just pick any bogus loser piece of ad that's there, and just try to outdo it. I mean, my angle is, I've always been different in my whole life, in everything about me. So it would sort of just flow from that I would want to make my music, you know, my musical choice different too. If you want the same old jingle type of jingle, go to anybody else. But if you want something, you know, out of the ordinary or downright outrageous or dangerous, come to BJ if you want to try it. You know?
Well, thanks for calling, Bob. We got another caller I'd like to move along to, Marianne. Marianne, you out there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for coming, and I'd like to say that I think Alaskans need to get out and support local musicians and musicians who come from afar to visit us, because if we don't, they'll quit coming. And although we're a beautiful state, we really need to support live music. And I appreciate you coming out and giving us the chance to do that.
Thank you very much for saying that. And if you don't come out to see me, by God, come out and see Kevin. He's amazing, and the band is amazing. So,
I'd also like to ask you...
Are you coming, by the way? Are you coming?
Oh,
good.
Gosh.
Put on the spot. That's okay.
And
very well done.
Hoping that you might talk about, as I'm sure there's many, this, you know, kind of a cult following, many musicians who are listening. And for someone to succeed, there's quite a struggle through the early years, I suppose, when people really just aren't giving you a break or aren't listening, and you got to just persevere. And in that theme of people locally supporting live music, could you talk a little bit about your struggle and, the happy ending, I hope?
The happy ending is yet to come.
Oh.
You'd like to be part of that? No.
yes, I know.
It was.
Take my answer off.
You know.
There.
Thank you.
So much.
Thanks for calling, Mary. And Bob, thanks for calling too. Hope to see you at the show. And get your friends out to come see the show, please. Want to meet as many of you as I can. The answer to your question, Marianne, is that there are a lot of people, very talented people, slaving away in bars. And it's the bars are not the greatest atmosphere for musicians to show their wares and to show who they are. With me, I was lucky. I joined a band who had a great following. They were called SME 2, named after Captain Hook character in Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. Second edition, Roman numeral 2. And when I joined them, they were doing really neat pieces of music. We're doing medleys, note for note, record faithful medleys, side two of Abbey Road, a Moody Blues medley, Steely Dan medley. We did Tommy, the rock opera, all the way through. I mean, it was nuts. It was a privilege to play with these guys. And in fact, they called me when I was in my junior year at American University. And they said, we have a tour planned. Would you like to come join us and go across the country? I said, sure. And so I asked the dean for a year's leave of absence. We went across the country. I never went back to school. I'm a senior now.
That is a good segue, I think, to the BJ Liederman Win Your Ticket contest, which you're going to play your assemblage, I guess.
Right. And listen
tunes.
Carefully, or tape it, or whatever. Listen carefully.
So this is a ticket challenge. I'm your host, Peter Dunlap-Scholl, and you're listening to Hometown Alaska on KSKA. We're back on Hometown Alaska Live with BJ Diederman. And BJ, do you want to explain the BJ challenge?
Okay, we hope you were writing some stuff down. Do it by memory now, quick, because the challenge is to identify the titles of every one of those pieces of music that were layered on top of Ringo's drumming in order, and email us your answer. And the email address is
hometown@alaskapublic.org.
hometown@alaskapublic.org. Now, if no one comes close, if you just have the bands, if no one comes close with the titles, if someone has the artist name in order, that will win two pairs of tickets to the show tomorrow.
The first one is the most correct. Is the one that
the first one by when the email arrives. Now, if someone's bold enough, if someone out there was actually writing stuff down while we were playing it and wants to call in, we will take one call during this last segment and let you give it a try on the air.
Names. Yeah, we'd like to hear that. Yeah. One thing I was curious about while listening to that, BJ, was how did you get everything to sound at the same tempo?
There are just a couple of nifty plugins for the program I use called Pro Tools. Some of it, this is a demo, and a lot of it did not sound good, but one of the plugins changes the key to a song. The other plugin changes the tempo while not changing the pitch of the tune.
So you can just sort of shoehorn everything together by electronic means, which I bet you Mozart would love to be able to do that.
Right, and scoot it around. The problem is I probably could never actually use this thing for a show because getting the rights to all those people, all those pieces would be, you know, awful.
That would be a fun discussion to have too, but I think that Caroline would like to ask you a question. So Caroline, you're live with BJ Diederman.
Hi, Caroline.
Caroline, are you there?
Say Caroline.
Yes.
Okay, there we are. All right, we had faith. He stuck with us.
Let me sing to you, Caroline. What do you...
I can't discern from Carolyn or Caroline. I say just remember sweet.
Sweet okay. Caroline.
sweet Caroline. Sorry. Go ahead.
It doesn't always work. What I was curious about, a couple of things. Do you ever... there's one piano that I heard years ago in a piano place down in Seattle that's huge, and they have all of the big ones. But it was a Chickering, and that sound has stuck with me. And I didn't know if you had a piano that the sound was your favorite. And then the other question I had was, how do you know when something is finished?
Boy, that last question is a great question.
It's getting tougher all the time.
I do have a favorite piano sound. This little company, I believe they were from the Czech Republic, and I played it once in Virginia Beach. It's called a Petrov. I haven't seen it since. I don't know where the country went, never mind the piano. And so, but when do I know something is finished? That's harder and harder today as our technology to create this music is more intricate. There's so many things. I mean, that's one thing that I think is kind of wrong with pop music today and a lot of other types of music, is that we're able to perfect things in the studio to an extent that we never were before. And so we have the tendency to keep working at something and working it to death. And you can achieve virtual perfection with something, but you can also achieve the life out of it. In other words, you know, work the life out of it. To answer your question, there is an answer to that. No matter what the technology is, if you're somebody like me who believes that simpler is better, then when you think you've added just the right amount of spice, meaning other instruments, accompaniment, counter lines, then it's done. You may step back and especially give it some time, a few days, a few weeks, and then listen to it again, and you might go, "My Lord, what did I do? There's just it's a stew, and I can't really pick up anything that's in there." Then you want to thin it down again. But you know what? There's no rules in this business, and my life started when I realized that I didn't have to listen to the people who were telling me you have to know what the rules are in order to break them. No, you don't. You don't have to know anything. Just do what comes out of your heart and your head and try to get your hands to play them.
Well, I think that's wonderful advice. And I was so thrilled that I got to hear the radio show between you and Kevin.
Wasn't that something?
Oh, my goodness. I hope they play that again, because it was just, you could just feel the connection that you two had. And I was, you know, I called, I said, you guys ought to really try to get him up here. And within weeks, it seems, you were scheduled to come.
Well, if
that to me was one of the biggest treats I've ever had listening to radio.
If you think we had a connection then, wait till tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center. We're going to have a real connection, because he and his band will be rock and rolling with me. And I hope to see you, and I hope you invite some of your friends to come as well.
And another group that's going to be there is the Songwriters of Alaska.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a small group, but they all know Kevin, and they're going to be quite a few of them attending.
That's
so
great.
Hope we get a chance to say a hello to you after the concert.
After the concert, I will be in the lobby saying hello and signing autographs and doing whatever anybody actually wants, especially if they're going to donate something to public broadcasting here in Alaska.
And well, there's
thank
also
thank you again for coming.
Thank you very much.
I did want to mention again that there will be a chance to meet you, I believe, this afternoon at 6 o'clock.
Yes, let me repeat that. 6 o'clock at the station. We're actually here for a meet and greet at the Elmo Sackett Broadcast Center. And if you don't know where that is, and Lord knows I don't, and I'm sitting right here in it, right up the street from Providence Hospital at the entrance to Alaska Pacific University. That's hard to say.
That was well done, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you a question, and then we're going to go to another caller, I hope. And that is, do you have people that you bounce ideas off of? Because I have the same thing when I'm working on a piece of art, which is what I do. Sometimes you push it too far and you need to pull it back. And I'll ask my wife, who's also an artist, did I do too much here, or did I do too little? Or is there something that you trust that you can go to sort those questions out?
I think the only time I do that is when I think I've written something that sounds like something that may be out there.
Oh, something that
you know,
is
we live in mortal fear of
copying some
copyright infringement and even unintentional.
Right. So okay. do you Google stuff?
No, actually I don't. And that, look, I don't lose sleep over this kind of thing, because as my dad said, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So if someone sued me for copyright infringement, I guess, oh boy, did I just open a can of worms. anyway, I really think that the law should be changed to put the burden of proof on intentional copyright infringement, you know, because there's so much out there and we're constantly bombarded. You can't go into a restaurant or even, I'm surprised they're not playing music in libraries now, you know, but there's so much out there. There's no way that, okay, maybe the song I wrote, you know, last week sounds something like something some kid in Oshkosh wrote 10 years ago. Who knows?
So we have another caller here. Martha, would you like to say hello to B.J. Lederman?
Hi, Peter. Hello,
Martha.
Guest. I had a question about I want to say, what is it? What are your initials stand for, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Martha.
Martha.
Martha. Hi, Martha.
Hello. Am I hearing you?
You got that? Just for you, Martha. The initials. Okay, drum roll. Can we get a drum roll? Premiere of the BJ's initials. Bernard J, as in J-A-Y.
Okay. I was wondering if I was hearing BJ or PJ, but I thought I heard BJ, but I wasn't quite 100% certain. I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm not hearing that well. But
I have a solution for that, Martha.
What's that?
I have a solution for your cold, and someone turned it on to me, turned me on to it in the plane. It's called Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey. This is whiskey. They gave me whiskey on the plane? Oh, my God.
I guess it's so you won't care if you have a cold.
It's what my father used to do when he had a cold. He would take some hot tea and put some whiskey in it and drink it down and sweat it out.
So
well, I have a couple of home remedies, but I won't take up your time on that. But I did want to ask a question about the creative process, but it's a more mechanical part of it.
Okay.
And in my family, I'm the first generation our generation, I'm in my 50s, the first one to go to college. And there is a, how does one get into your shoes as far as, I mean, there are only a handful of people who are going to be doing what you do. and I listen to public radio all the time, so I hear your music all the time. But how many people within the public radio realm are producing the kinds of things that you're producing and getting on the air? And would you mind sharing how you first ended up involved with public radio? Like, who was the person who decided to take a gamble on you?
I can answer that second question easier. So let me try to hit that first.
Okay.
I was going to American University, and two very close friends of mine, Skip and Jerry Peasy, were working at National Public Radio. Jerry was a producer, and Skip was the head of engineering. And I believe it was Skip who came to me one day and said that they are starting up a new morning news show. Would I like to create a demo for the theme? And I said, great. And it was time for a spring break or something. I went back home and created a four-track demo. And when Skip gave it to Jim Russell, who was the original producer of Morning Edition. He has since gone on to create some TV, and in fact, the show Marketplace. He produced that. He started and produced Marketplace. He left NPR just a little while before the show was to go on the air, but he was good enough to bring the demo tape into the new producer's office. His name was Jay Kernis. And he said, basically, this is the demo from BJ Lederman. We like it. We'd love it if you'd use it. So that's why, basically, one of the reasons you're talking to me today.
Well, I appreciate it, and I like the show, and welcome to Alaska.
Thank you very much. I hope you come out and see us.
Thanks for calling, Martha.
Okay, we'll see how my cold is progressing.
Hey, I'll bring another bottle of that little remedy I was talking about.
Well, for my musical contribution, it would probably end up being a cough. I did hear about this last week, and I was thinking it might be something to attend, but I'm not sure what's going to happen.
You could program that machine to play with the cough for the various notes, right?
Right.
Cough. Well, BJ, you have other clients besides NPR, and is it different to write for them, or is it all the same for you to do the writing?
No, it's each show is different. I mean, if it's a new show, you've got to conquer one thing. If it's a business show, you've got to conquer another thing. I mean, I wrote some pretty interesting stupid car commercials and jingles in my early day. And, you know, they sounded like, you know, a jingle. And so it is a distinctly different path for each thing. But right now I'm working on, yes, indeed, folks, my very first rock album, my very first album in 35 years or whatever since I've been doing this. I forgot to put out an album. Guess what?
So this will all be BJ's music as BJ would like to hear it.
Half of the album will be... you know, I sort of, my original stuff is pop, rock, John Lennon sounding, Billy Joel sounding stuff, and with a dose of Groucho Marx thrown in. And the rest of the album will be originals by my friends, who will probably share space on the album with me. And it's either going to be called Life at the Bottom of the Dial, National Public Lederman, or Hiding in Plain Sight. And I could use your help on figuring out what to call this thing. So you can, you know, Facebook me and tell me you heard me on Hometown Alaska, or
you could call 550-8433 in Anchorage or 1-888-353-5752 statewide. And I have a question I'd like to ask here, BJ, which is, I got a favorite quote, which comes from Duke Ellington, and it's about music. And he said, "If it sounds good, it is good." Is there such a thing as bad music, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, there's such a thing as bad music. But then again, it is in the ear of the beholder, which makes this question moot, you know, because...
In some ways, it's...
There's a lot of stuff out there that I just, you know, want to turn the dial or pull my hair out, what's left of my hair, out. And...
But you restrain yourself because...
I still stand up and defend the person's... people who like that music, they're right to like it.
Right.
There's no test. There's no bar you have to jump over.
It's kind of frustrating, isn't it?
I just wish they would all jump over my bar, which is pretty damn high.
So, what if you had I mean, there's technical things like playing in tune and having a ability to write melodies, which some people can and some people can't. But is there, I'm just trying to focus on this question a little bit because it's something that bothers me, because there's stuff like anybody has that just drives me berserk that I hate. But I know people that do love it. And it's hard for me to say to them, you shouldn't love that, even though it's crap.
Right.
So is there some way of beyond saying he's playing sharp that you can convince people?
If they believe that you know what you're doing, well, first of all, I have a hard time. I really don't want to ruin people's day.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Or even more than that. Right. If somebody tells me they love this certain song or whatever and they've loved it all their lives and I notice that it's okay for instance what you just said, they've been playing, the guitar is out of tune or they're playing sharp. If I tell them that, boy, do I tell them that they're going to hate me for pointing it out, cuz then they're not going to enjoy that song anymore.
Right.
If they ask me, I'll tell them. And then again, I'll end it with what a certain comedian used to say at the end of his act. He said, then again, I could be wrong.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know?
I think Bertrand Russell said that about he was asked whether he would be willing to die to defend his beliefs. He said, of course not, I could be wrong.
That's so crazy.
Sort of the reverse of that is Mark Twain supposedly said that Wagner's music is better than it sounds.
Boy, that's deep.
that's pretty cutting.
What do you say we get shallow now and play a couple of these very short cuts?
I think that's what we should do.
This is not a contest, but it's going to be... This is part of a group of very short pieces. We'll start with number 7. And they will be on the KSKA website. And you can download them. And I'm asking my musician friends who I don't know yet here in Alaska to, if they want, add a track. Do a mix-up, do a mash-up, and send it back to me. And perhaps one day we will get back to all of you, and I'll mix this thing, and KSKA will put the CD out. It'll be
That's
a collaboration
fun.
Between Alaska's musicians and mine.
Great idea. So here's Cocaine 7 / Cool Crawler, a BJ Lederman original. From the KSK, I guess we'll have to get that information. We'll put that information on our website.
That would be good.
And you can download that and remix that and do whatever you want, which I may try myself. And we'll
probably record a track, you know, to it and send me the track and I'll lay it back to the original.
And we have, if you don't like that one or if that doesn't inspire you, which I can't imagine that it wouldn't, we do have, here's Cocaine 8 / Skippy. And I wish you could see BJ in here. He's conducting and dancing. So I suppose
you can't see me.
Yeah, you'll probably be doing that at your show, I imagine.
The show's going to be insane. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm making this up as I go along. This is literally the first concert that I've given for public radio where the whole concert's basically me and my stuff. We're going to Kevin and the Love and Dog Kennel Club. They're going to play a set by themselves, because I want to sit down in there and listen to them. So that'd be cool, too. But you guys are my first, so I got to sort of feel this thing out. But I know it's going to be crazy, because I'm certifiable.
Are you going to sit in with Kevin and his group as well and play with them?
I don't think I am. I don't have... No. Okay. No. I'm definitely not that kind of musician. These guys are the real thing. I'm the entertainer, you know?
Okay, so I think that...
I do have one thing I'd like to play you.
I would love to hear that.
You would?
Yes, I would.
Okay. This is... I might end up selling this, too. This is used to be in my phone machine message. There ain't no way I'm ever, ever gonna come to the phone because I'm not home. Oh, no, cause there's only one thing in the whole wide world to do. You can yell and scream until you get sick, but there's only one thing that's gonna do the trick. So leave your name and number, but wait until you hear the beep. Until you hear the beep. Oh, baby, the beep.
So the message for you, BJ, is one thing we talked about was we were talking about you possibly trying to create something on the air as a maybe a theme for the state of Alaska. We wouldn't have to have words, but if you could just talk about what sort of musical avenues you would approach something like that with.
Man, that'd be the hardest thing I would ever be asked to do.
Because. Oh, good.
Oh, great. I was hoping I'd get out of the studio without you asking me that. I mean, it's complex because from what I see and from what I've heard, and believe me, 2 days in Alaska, in Anchorage does not tell me about Alaska.
So the first thing you're telling me is you'd have to do some research.
I'd have to be asked back here.
Okay, well, we'll have to work on that.
Another, you know, at least a week, hopefully two.
Uh-huh. So if someone asks you for, what's that to, like
first
a
class.
Business, like a, if you're writing a jingle for Marketplace, what makes it sound like money? And if you're writing a jingle for Morning Edition, what makes it sound like news?
Okay. For Marketplace, they actually, you know, told me that they wanted to incorporate the sound of international finance.
Oh, and so immediately right away you said that sounds just like what?
It sounds like, okay, I had better dig up some international, some instruments from India.
Bagpipes and stuff like that.
If you listen closely to the opening... All in that, when all this stuff is going on, there's tabla drums, there's a bit of a sitar, there's
That's
all
right.
kinds of weird things before the... before that comes in. Mallets tend to... Mallety type of things.
So just news?
Yeah, xylophone and... Oh, yeah, the news cord, which is also the... Okay, the news cord is this. Kevin, if you're listening, you'll agree with this, right? That's the news cord. It becomes the headache remedy chord when it's legato and long, like. Does your head ache? It's the same thing.
Reminds me of that scene in Broadcast News. You're probably familiar with this, where two guys are trying to sell the theme, and they go in and they have the big finish.
Big finish.
Big finish. Yep. So, what are the things you're going to try to do while you're here in Alaska, do you think, besides your concert? Are you going to have any time to travel around the state, or are you just going to come and go?
We are, first of all, before we go, let me mention one more time that the big show is tomorrow night at the Discovery Center, Alaska Center for Performing Arts, and starts at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets. Kevin Barnett and the Love and Dog Kennel Club Band will be playing, and the Anchorage Youth Symphony will be performing with us too. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a first, and I hope to see you there. And if you, in addition, would like to just come meet me tonight at the station, which is Elmo Sackett Broadcast Center, up the street from Providence Hospital at the entrance to Alaska Pacific University. That's going to start at 6 p.m. Love to see you there too. I want to come back here when I have time to really see it, but before I leave on Sunday, the station has been kind enough to fly us in a private plane around glaciers.
That's a very fun thing to do. One of the things that's great about that is the pilot will say, I got to put my oxygen on, but I don't have any oxygen for you. So you'll
he's
get out there.
He's going to say that, huh?
Yeah, because he flies up all the time, and so he has to have extra oxygen because over time he'll expose
himself. Thanks for
himself
telling me that. Thanks for telling me that. Is there a boat trip I can go on instead?
Bring your own oxygen is my advice.
Okay.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you in, BJ. It's been real musical triumph, I think, and that was, we expected no less. And now I'm afraid that we're going to have to.
Thank you for having me, Peter. Appreciate it.
Stretch it out. It was very fun to meet you, and we do hope you'll come back. And we're going to go out with a version of the Morning Edition theme, and that should be coming up recently.
Let me tell you something. When you hear this theme, the opening is by a dear friend of mine in D.C. His name is Dan Latt. He is a real up-and-up jazz player, and he just hit this thing. I couldn't play anything like this. Uh-huh. But he starts it, and then I come in. I'm playing the vibraphone, the piano, and the drums. I play drums. I got to play drums on this, so I love it. Anyway, hope to see you folks tonight or tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center.
Thanks very much for coming down, BJ.
Thank you, Peter.
Pat Yak is the Vice President of Public Media. Kristen Speck engineered today's program. You can join us on Facebook and Twitter at Alaska Public. Also, make sure to check out our new website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. This has been Peter Dunlap-Scholl on Hometown Alaska.
Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Telecommunications Incorporated, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at alaskapublic.org. CD copies can be purchased by calling 550-8400. This is KSKA Anchorage.